الحمد لله، الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، الحمد لله that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and guided our hearts to a faith and a religion that allows us to be more resilient and stronger than anyone in this world. Wallahi, this gift of iman that we have, brothers and sisters, is a gift that only a true believer can value in their life. But this gift and this value, this gratefulness only comes out when iman is needed. And now is a time where this iman should come out of us. We should demonstrate the best forms of it in the light of what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. For those of us, and I'm sure everyone knows, either a little or a lot, about what is happening in Palestine. And there's so many people that can speak about it, but today I want to speak about it not as one of the imams here, or someone who works for Epic, or someone who gives khutbahs, or no. I'm going to talk to you as a Palestinian. I'm talking to you as someone who lived this struggle. I'm talking to you as someone whose family is living in this struggle right now. My parents are in Palestine right now. My family and my friends and relatives and everyone is there, and they're all over. They're spread out. What is happening, brothers and sisters, is something that is unprecedented in modern history. But before I speak about it, I want to give you a little story about a mushrik that lived in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This mushrik prepared a god from dates, an idol from their ajwa, the ajwa of the dates, and prayed devoutly and sincerely to this idol that they made. But as when the things were comfortable and good, when it was worth it, this idol was worth being worshipped. But when the years of drought came, and their life became threatened, and the crops were not harvested, this person decided to eat the idol that they once worshipped. Because their life was worth more than the value that this idol brings to it. Their life was more valuable than the value this idol brings to it. Because at the end of the day, when a person's hungry and they're on the brink of starvation, it doesn't matter. This is what we are seeing before us in front of this hypocritical world that is watching and witnessing before its eyes the atrocities that are happening before us in Palestine. We are seeing on the daily basis all of these Geneva and Lausanne, or whatever it is, these agreements in Camp David, and all these peace treaties, and all these resolutions, and all of this, you know, the Security Council agreed that war and this should be conducted a certain way. It all fell down. Khalas, it's over now. This game that was made in order to subdue a population and subjugate them to oppression and make them accepting of it under the false notion that they have rights, they have quote-unquote sovereignty, they have quote-unquote independence, they have quote-unquote dignity and human, they're entitled to what humans are entitled to. This all fell down. It's over now. When it became not worth it, khalas, they decided to eat it. In France, freedom of speech, they said, we have so much freedom of speech that you can curse the prophet and messenger of 1.5 billion people and offend 1.5 billion people around the world because there's freedom of speech. But today they're not allowed to protest just like anything. Any protest just to show their support to Palestine, they're not allowed to do it. They ate their God, khalas. It wasn't worth it anymore. In Germany, protests, khalas, not illegal as well. Did you know in Britain, as Dr. Yasser mentioned in his khutbah earlier today, in Britain, they're debating whether they should make it a crime to hold up the Palestinian flag. Imagine, where's the freedom of speech? It's done. It's done. They ate their God, their gods, their idols. It's not worth it. This whole liberal, okay, free, human, it's all gone. And that's why you find those pillars of liberalism and those who talk about morality and those who lecture the rest of the world that is inhumane and immoral and people that do not have, the same values that the more enlightened world has. And they're preaching on and on, want to create new educational systems. They want to filter and sieve out certain aspects of our deen because they don't find it befitting of the values of the new world and the modern world and the civilized world. This is them. Those same people are on media platforms today saying, level the whole thing down. Murder 2.2 million people. Civilians, gone. Those same people that cry on television, that come when there's interviews and they look at the poor Israeli lives that were lost. Yesterday alone, 100 children were murdered and massacred by the bombs and bombardment of Israel. Where are the crocodile tears? Where are those fake tears that would cry over the Holocaust? And we see a Holocaust happening. Where are you from that? Where is everyone from that? It's as if Palestinians are asking for something, yani, that's unimaginable. A population in Palestine right now, the West Bank, just to give you guys who don't know about Palestine, the West Bank is little prison cells, these villages. Every single village has a door, a bawaba. And it has a checkpoint, and it has a small military base next to it, every single Palestinian village. When they close it, nothing can go out or in the village. So it's a bunch of small prisons. That's the West Bank. That's where my parents are. But alhamdulillah, you know, because they decided not to do what Gaza did, they're allowed internet and electricity. Alhamdulillah. Allah, that's all they get, you know. The rest of it, khalas, to be treated with humanity? No, absolutely not. Four of my cousins were shot today. Four of them. Just today. And then in Gaza, 17 years of complete sanctioning, blockade. They built a wall that no one in the world has the likes of. They say the most advanced wall in the world. They were building it and they actually tried to bring the same wall to Texas because they said it's impenetrable. And then we saw what happened a few days ago to this wall they spent $1.5 billion on. Why? Because the people want to live with dignity. There are people that want food and medicine and a normal, decent life, just like everyone else, something that they do not know of. Imagine 17 years, they're living with partial electricity, it comes and goes. 17 years, certain foods are not even allowed to enter Gaza. Did you know to the extent where food is, okay, this particular cooking oil, you can't bring this in because it has this chemical in it, and we don't want this chemical in Gaza. You can have this other chemical, this other cooking oil. Oh, this chips? No, this chips is illegal. You can't have Pringles. You can't have Cheetos. No, you can't have this other kind, yeah. Because this is too good for you guys. No. Well, you can't even bring that in Gaza. No. Medicine, right now as we speak, 2.2 million people, our brothers and sisters who have a right upon us, are living with no electricity, with no water, with no internet, Food is not allowed to come in anymore. So whatever food they have is what they have. That's it. Once it runs out, it's gone. They can go and pray in the masjid, but guess what? The masjids are demolished as well. The first day of attacks, 6 masajid were gone. Because they don't even want people to run to Allah. By the way, that is illegal in every urf, by the way, in every resolution, in every treaty. This is known in warfare. You can't attack places of worship. You can't attack educational institutions. The first places that were attacked are the biggest masajid in Gaza. And then, the biggest university, the Islamic University of Gaza, that was completely leveled to the ground. The Islamic University. It's obvious what they're after. It's obvious who the enemy is, right? It's obvious who their enemy is. What I'm saying is, we're seeing this happen before our eyes, as Muslimin. But we have some things that are within our power. Our brothers and sisters, by the way, they don't need our donations now. Did you know when you donate to organizations, you got all these GoFundMes? I'm looking at this GoFundMe stuff. I'm like, what is this? There's nothing allowed in Gaza. Don't donate to these ambiguous accounts or people to thinking that you helped Gaza. You're not helping Gaza right now. It's going to someone else, some other organization. Right now, I don't know, nothing's going in there. So don't think that you're helping Gaza if you donate. The only way to help right now is 2 things. There's 2 of the strongest weapons that we have as Muslimin. And this weapon was not taken out in any given moment in the history of Islam, except that Islam prevailed. Except that victory was given. We learn this from the story of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah. Salah ad-Din, before the siege of Jerusalem, he went to every single tent of his army himself. And he made sure every single one of them was doing qiyam and was doing qunut and dua. Every single one of them. And then when he saw a tent that was asleep and wouldn't wake up to do qiyam, he would say, if we are defeated, it's from this tent right here. And he would tell the people. And the ones that made the most and longest dua, he said, if we are given victory, it's only because of these guys. Right here. The first weapon and the strongest is dua, but not just any dua. The dua that comes after a qiyam. Specifically in the last third of the night. Can every single one of us do that? Allah gave us safety and security. Allah gave us water to make wudu with. Allah gave us food and nutrition to have strength with. Can we not wake up right now? Fajr is at 6 something. 6:20. Right? Can we, or 6, we pray at 6:30. But a little before is Fajr. Can we not wake up at 5:30? And make wudu? And say Ya Rab every single night. Lift our hands up. Pray 2 rak'ahs of qiyam. Recite whatever surahs we know. And then pray 1 witr and make dua for our brothers and sisters. Can we not do that? Because wallahi, if we can't get up and do that, فَيَعْنِي كَرِهَ اللَّهُ بِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّطَهُمْ وَقِيلَ اقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. The reason we're not being used for Allah is because we can't even do this. It's like, imagine we can't do this. It's as if Allah is like, how am I going to use you? You can't even pray 2 rak'ahs in the middle of the night. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they don't sleep. I was talking to a brother earlier, he was saying, wallahi, they don't sleep. They sleep 2 hours, and they wake up, and they gotta keep moving. They hear where the planes are, and they're like, okay, we might get hit. They're changing. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. قال, in an act of wallahi, it's so sickening, what we see. They asked yesterday, they told 1.1 million people to evacuate North Gaza. To go where? Evacuate, go to the south. But this is the most densely populated land on earth. There's, yani, they say every square meter has 2 people in it. Yani, people, if they all stand in the street, they'll be stuck to each other. Alhamdulillah, there's buildings. But those buildings now are being leveled. Egypt, closed the door. Egypt said, no one is coming into our country. And then for the humanitarian aid, for everyone that's helping, that's coming in, no, they bombed even the street where aid can come in. The only one bloodline that Gaza has. It's over, it's gone. There's nothing there. The people are completely sanctioned. They don't even have the sea. Nothing. But what do we have? What can we do? Number one, dua. If we are really concerned, then it's this. The qiyam, the last third of the night, with dua. This is the gauge and the measure of who is truly with it and truly against it. Wallahi, we would get up if we were hungry and we knew there was a restaurant open that we felt like, we'd get up and go buy that food. You'd get up for a cheeseburger. We'd get up to meet a friend. We'd get up for an interview. But now, 2.2 billion people are being called to one of the biggest genocides. Right now, they're planning one of the biggest genocides in modern history under the view of everyone. Tayyib. The second thing. So the first is what, guys? Dua. Dua when? Specifically. In the last third of the night, after Qiyam. This is why in the surah that I read, in the second rak'ah, what is it? In Surah Al-Muzzammil. Allah talks about Qiyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونَ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى. Allah knows that some of you will be sick. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And others are, you know, getting from the barakah of Allah, making money, generating their wealth, doing good for their lives. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And there's others that are fighting for the sake of Allah. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. Read as much as you can from the Quran. That's Allah's advice. In Qiyam, read what you can from the Quran. Make dua. The second thing is, what wasn't available in the past was social media. They have the money. They have the analytics. They have their propaganda. They have their people that design how to convey a message, how to dehumanize a population, how to make it acceptable for a genocide to take place. They are putting that in us right now. This is what is happening right now. Our neighbors, the people around us, everyone who is on mainstream media, day and night, watching what is happening, they are in their khalas, they're in the grinder. They're in the mixer to do what? So that they can be brainwashed enough to accept a genocide taking place in Palestine today. We're seeing this happen. Tayyib, how do we combat this as Muslimin? One thing they don't have is definitely not the truth. They're tyrants. So Allah's with the truth. But one thing we have is numbers, alhamdulillah. So if every single Muslim made a classmate, a colleague, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, some five people around them know that do not know, 10 people around them know that do not know, explain to them, let them know what is happening, wallahi, it'll spread like a wildfire. It'll be a counter propaganda, and alhamdulillah, we're doing good. Right now, what Palestine, the way the attention it used to get isn't like today. But we still have a lot more to go, inshallah ta'ala. There's a long way to go. So every one of us, we're not active. I'm not too active on social media. But in these days, in these times, we need to get there. We need to get there. We need to like post. If there's something, you retweet it, you share it, copy. There's a nice article, there's a video. And don't spread videos that demoralize, that put down. No. Spread videos that have data, that have like, you know, like something that will wake the people up from this false propaganda that's taking place. That's what we need, right? Share these things. Share it around and don't hide it. And if we all do it collectively, wallahi, we will make a huge difference. And all we need to do is try. So today we said two things is our homework. Number one is what? Qiyam in the last third and dua for our brothers and sisters. And the second is what? To work our social media skills. Share, retweet, like, dislike, negatively comment on things. You know, even if there's a video and you have a, if you're an influencer, is your time to shine. If you can comment on their videos and just say, this is God, this is propaganda, this right here is the truth. Look at the numbers, this is all fake. Oh, 40 babies got beheaded. Even the president said 40 babies. That's completely false. An Israeli lady, she said the militants came into her house and they let her stay in a room. Oh, the reporter's like, well, what did they do to you? Did they torture you? Did they kill your kids? It's like, no. They just said, we're Muslims. Wallahi, this is an Israeli lady. She said, we're Muslims and we don't kill women and children. And they sat. Like, okay, what else happened? Said, you know, he asked me for a banana about an hour later. And I told him, yeah, you can have one. Imagine that. Like, the complete opposite of what they're trying to. This would never make it to mainstream media. This is impossible. But you know who can spread something like this? Who can do that? We can do that. And we can let the people know. Why not? So, brothers and sisters, let's stand for the truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us in these critical times, in these crucial times in the Ummah of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with our brothers and sisters who are oppressed and who are being fought and who are dying systematically in Palestine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with our brothers and sisters all over the world who are in need. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim. Wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما